Did you sell this big container?
Uh-huh.
You know what one cost?
Well, back in that days, it cost about $3.
What did it cost now?
About 16. Oh, I imagine, no, it costs about 16 or 20.
What do you call the thing you use if you want to pour some water in a bottle that has a real narrow mouth? What would you put in it to help you pour the water in?
You mean if you want a funnel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever think of that being called anything else?
No.
All right. What do you use, or did people used to use in the old days when they had horses and they were riding around their bucky and they wanted to make it go faster? Or they used something on the horse?
A whip.
You remember that being called anything else?
Mm-hmm. That was a whip.
All right, now, if somebody came in your store and wanted to buy some fruit, you'd probably put two or three pieces of fruit in a what?
Bag.
Okay, what was it made out of?
Paper.
Okay. Did you have names for different sizes?
Mm-hmm. Fourth of a pound, eighth pound, 1 pound, 2 pound, all up to 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference in a paper bag and a sack? Would you make a difference there?
Well, you use them both. I mean, they call them both the same thing. You call it a paper bag if you want, or you can call it a sack.
Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing?
Most of the times, unless you want to be out on the farm and you want to pick up some potatoes, you put it in a sack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be a cloth, made out of some kind of cloth.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word poke?
Poke.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Is that right there?
Poke is beef, poke's hog, I mean.
Okay. All right. We talk about different sizes. All right, now, what about this? What do you call the bag or sack that things are shipped in? Maybe seed or something. That type of bag. Do you have a special name for that? Made of rough cloth that was real rough?
Well, they used to make it a rough cloth, but now they're in bags now. Paper bags.
All right, remember when they were back in that rough type cloth?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have a special name for that?
Well, they have cloth bags.
All right. Do you know what kind of cloth? Or?
Well, no, not particularly. I didn't know what kind of cloth they were.
Yeah.
But it was just some rough cloth.
All right. Do you remember being called a burlap bag?
Well, not in them days, I did not.
But have you heard it since then?
Burlap bags?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
How about this one? Toe sack?
Toe sack? Yes, that's the one that's made out of cloth.
All right, how about this one? Crocus sack?
That's a good big sack made out of cloth.
How big would that one be? Like, what would you get in there?
Crocus sack, I would be, you. Most of the time, they ship coconuts and things like that in there. Big old sacks. Coconuts.
All right. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Well, you can say you've got a bushel of corn.
Okay.
Or you might say that you get 50 of them. 25, 50 pounds of meal on the ground.
All right. What about the amount of, let's say, firewood you could carry in your arms? How much would you say that was?
You mean the weight?
Yeah, or if you were trying to tell somebody to get that much from the fire pile, you'd say, go out and get a...
I'd tell them, go out there and get you some wood.
Okay.
You couldn't tell them how much because you have no way of flame.
Right. Have you ever heard anybody use the expression like a jag?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the jig.
What about unload?
Unload, that's right. When you go.
Okay.
That's when you get old and putting on.
Right. Right, how about going back there?